Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Daisy Gray.
Yes.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And yeah, I'm sorry about my voice. It's already messed up. In addition to my stuffiness, it's going to be just great listening for this weekend.
So you say that as if your voice doesn't just get better, like when you're tired or sick.
I mean, like, right, sometimes it does, but I don't feel like it is right now.
Ah, you're fine.
I'm into it.
Well, all right. all right, let's get on to the topics of the day. We got Ewan McGregor is cast as Black Mask for the Birds of Prey movie.
I'm on board. Like, I like Black Mask as a character. It's part of why I was very disappointed in what we got with Arkham Origins, that bait and switch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Turned out to be the
Joker. Yeah. No, it's the game's like 15 years old at this point. it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no,
if you haven't played Arkham Origins yet, you probably aren't going to. Yeah. But yeah, because it was like, okay, we've had two Joker stories already, and now we're getting, okay, we're getting a new fresh take on a new villain. It's not going to be Joker. And then, oh, it's the Black Mask is offering a contract to all these different assassins to take out Batman. That's a sweet-ass story. And then, like, 20 minutes in, oh, that's not Black Mask. That's Joker.
Yeah.
Ah, and it's a worse Joker.
Yep. Yeah, it's because WB contracted another group to tell a story in that universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen because they're just like, pander. Please pander more.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pander.
This is what they think they want.
This is what our fans want.
As we were told by close personal friend of the show, Kevin Conroy. And by told, we mean at the ICC panel that he was at. And by close personal, I mean they spent money to meet him.
Yes, I did.
No, I mean, he said it.
And he signed things.
Yeah, he did.
He spelled my name and said it correctly.
Which, good.
Close personal friend.
Yeah, no, because at that panel, he did talk about how he didn't know there was another Arkham game coming out until, or he didn't know about Arkham Origins until it released.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, like, he's not, I mean, Kevin Conroy doesn't really care about video games.
Right.
So he's not like, you know.
He just cares about that fat video game
his
paycheck.
His finger's not on the pulse.
Right.
Of video game releases and stuff.
So he heard about that and he was like, no, wait a minute. Did they just like rehash my voice or
that's
did not, somebody else do that? Like, what is happening?
That's not the one I just spent all these weeks and months recording.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that was, Arkham Origins was sort of a bad game.
It was.
It wasn't a bad game. It has the best fight in any of the Arkham games.
Bane?
Deathstroke.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad game. The story was disappointing and the voice acting was off because you have different voice actors playing the main characters. It was an unnecessary game for the most part, but it wasn't a bad game.
So I just dislike the story so much that, like, no matter how fun anything else was.
Oh, yeah, as soon as that turn hit, I was like,
yeah.
All right. I just like that combat system, though.
No, that combat system is super fun.
But I like it.
But it's one of those things, like, there's so many other games out there right now that doing that combat system. Like, you gotta impress me with something.
Well, now, yeah, but at the time, there were fewer.
Right.
Granted, you had Assassin's Creed that was still good at that point.
Yep. Yeah, because that was still back in the Assassin's Creed Revelations era, I think.
Mm-mm. Origins and 3 came out the same year.
Did it?
Okay.
Yeah, within like the same time frame.
Huh.
I had them both. I'm pretty sure I bought them both from you, Jesse.
It's a possibility.
No. I did. I'm aware.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, it was the same year because it's the same year that 2K14 came out. So 20. Wait a minute, no. Maybe? 14?
It
sounds
right.
Fall
2013.
Sounds right. That feels right too, but I could be wrong.
Who knows?
I
worked at GameStop then. So, like, that part of your story adds up.
Maybe I've bought so many games for you over the years that I don't know my dates anymore.
I was pretty good at what I did. even back before I really knew Dalton, I was getting him to buy things he didn't necessarily want.
Oh, oh, you're so lucky I caught it because it was there.
But no, Ewan McGregor is great.
Yeah,
and
going all the way back now.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor is great, and I really think that he could do. I mean, they could do a really good. Like, we could get probably the best version of Black Mask out of Ewan McGregor, depending on how they write him. Because I have a specific like. I like Black Mask from Under the Red Hood, the animated movie,
the completely unhinged, just super brutal.
Right, because at that point he had been crime boss for so long. He'd already killed his parents. He'd already had the because for those of you who don't know, the mask that Black Mask wears, he cannot take off, and it is wood from his father's coffin that is like permanently like attached itself to his face. So he started as just a like mafia D-bag that wanted to control his family's crime empire, ran that into the ground, and then turned to, or his family's business empire.
Yep.
Ran that into the ground and then turned to being a mob boss. Crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, he's real good at it because he is a complete sociopath.
Yeah. And will just kill people because they look at you sideways. Yeah. And it's super cool.
And I was wrong. It was Black Flag and Origins came out at the same time.
Oh, okay. Wow. So even later.
Yeah. Because I knew it was one of those two because I remember buying an Assassin's Creed game and Batman like almost the same weekend.
Hmm. Fair enough. Okay. But anyway, yeah, no, the only downside is, like, as hyped as I am for that casting, because I think it's great,
mm-hmm.
with DC's current track record, we're not going to see it.
See, I disagree, because, like, they're still making money. Like, Suicide Squad made
stupid
amount of money, so they're going to still, it may not be good.
Well, the problem is, like, yeah, they keep pushing movies back, though.
Yeah.
And that's my, like, it's not that the movies aren't making money or anything, or it's not that the movies are performing well, or, like, poorly, because, unbelievably, they're all performing great.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, they're not releasing. So, like, Wonder Woman just got pushed back a year. Flash is, it might come out someday.
Mm-hmm.
You have Shazam just got pushed back.
See, but Aquaman, like, Aquaman's coming.
Aquaman is coming.
Aquaman's coming. I still think that them pushing back Wonder Woman was a smart move. Because they're actually moving it to when the summer action movies are coming out.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a bad call. And then with Flash and Shazam, those are kind of unknowns. Yeah. But I still think they're on a better track than Sony, who's just announcing a new movie every other weekend.
Oh yeah, no. Like
of just like, hey, we're making another Spider property.
But that bar is not possible to trip over.
Fair.
Like DC's gotta be better than Sony.
Better still.
Everybody has to be better than Sony.
Better still better.
Yeah,
better still better.
That's fine, I guess. I will concede that point. So yeah, speaking of Disney, though, we got a Falcon and Winter Soldier are getting a limited series for the Disney streaming service. We don't know any information other than that. It's just we know it's in development.
Yeah, that has to be animated.
Why?
You're gonna pay Anthony Mackie and Sebastian whatever the hell his name is that much
Sebastian
money?
Sebastian Shaw?
Stan.
Oh, okay, cool.
Stan,
I think
Shaw. I'm going to look it up.
I'm pretty sure it's Sebastian Stan. Sebastian Shaw is...
It's Stan. It's from the Peanut Gallery in the back is telling us it is Stan.
I'm just trying to think. Sebastian Shaw, that name sounds really familiar.
I think he was a comic book character.
Yeah, Sebastian Stan. Yeah, let me look up Sebastian Shaw, because I think that might be an Iron Man villain.
Oh.
That sounds
nope,
right.
Not Winter Shaw.
But I just don't feel like they'll... Shaw at that matter.
Disney money. And it's not like Mackie and Stan are like the big players. They're not bringing Tony Stark or they're not bringing Robert Downey Jr. in for a show.
You wait till after this next movie and see how big of players they are. They're the only ones with movies left.
Look, I know that you like both of those people a whole lot.
I'm okay with Stan. I love Anthony Mackie.
I know.
That man is just a God's gift to everything.
Dalton has a thing for sidekicks, guys.
And
imagine that.
Doing a really good job holding it in this show.
But like this is I feel like this could actually if they're okay. They've already announced that they're doing Tom Hiddleston as Loki and Olsen as Scarlet Witch are getting miniseries.
Oh, on the streaming service?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Why would they not get Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan?
I stand correct. I didn't know those were going to be actual live action. My bad.
Yep.
So it's, and even if it isn't, they're going to be voicing it, even if it is animated. So you're still paying them.
That's fair.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think it'll be animated. I'm pretty sure it's going to be live action and with the Disney budget.
Which, after Civil War, y'all, yes, please.
Oh, that was...
that, how many jokes did we make about just wanting that buddy cop movie?
Absolutely.
Of them fighting for the love of Cap.
Captain, yeah, exactly.
They're just trying to one-up each other to impress Cap. Also, Sebastian Shaw is the... he was the mutant that founded the Hellfire Club.
Ah, that's it.
In First Class.
Yeah. I knew it was... Yeah,
I knew it was a Marvel... Yeah, I knew it was a Marvel... It wasn't an Iron Man villain, but yeah, I knew it was a Marvel thing.
Yeah. So anyway, this could be really cool though. It's giving me hope for that Disney streaming service that they're going to be giving us enough original content to be worth me paying for another streaming service.
Yeah,
because DC's not giving me enough to go on there, so I'm not gonna until Young Justice season 3.
Yep.
Again, I'll give people login information if they give me their Disney one when it comes out. Depending on the price variance.
Real quick, how many episodes of Titans have you seen?
All of them so far.
Is that three or four?
Four.
Four. Okay, so you saw the one with that's the hidden pilot teaser for Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw.
I actually texted Jesse this Friday morning that this was the first episode that I can actually be like, they didn't piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did not feel insulted when I watched the Doom Patrol episode.
The robot man looking dude, like, or I don't even know if that was robot man, but the guy like that I saw a bunch of still images of one of those Doom Patrol characters, and he actually looked a lot better than I thought it would.
Yeah,
because it's one of those things. A lot of people were talking about how goofy he looks just in general from even from the stills.
Oh yeah,
and it's just like I'll look up the original character.
Yeah, no, because that's what we did. We did that when they announced they were doing a Doom Patrol show, and it was just like, how are they going to make this work? And it's like, oh okay, well this one at least looks doable. The only one that I've seen again, but
yeah, because that robot.
But I saw it was getting like super positive reviews too, which apparently the whole series has been. So I'm actually really curious to get into it. But I still need to finish Daredevil season 3.
I thought you'd finish that by now.
No, sir.
Asa, please.
Red Dead and Call of Duty.
Oh my, it's so good.
I'm liking it a lot.
So good.
I'm just under halfway.
Yeah, but yeah. Either way, basically, I've only gotten one poor review from the Titan series, and he's sitting at the table.
Yeah,
like everybody else just keeps talking about how good it is, and I don't understand how it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because on paper and from all the trailers that I've seen and all the pictures that I've seen, everything about it just screams, "This is bad. Stay far away.
This can't be good."
If they give me, I think there's like 12 episodes in their first season. If they give me the rest of their episodes I enjoyed as much as I enjoyed this one, I'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, like, I'll change my review to being like, stay away from it. It'll be easy because you just won't pay the money for it. It's not the worst thing in the world. The opening kind of sucks. Because, like, if they give me the rest of the season like that, I would be like, it's worth watching.
Fair enough. All right, well, speaking of things that Dalton's going to stay far away from, It Chapter 2 is wrapped filming.
I'm going to watch this. Maybe even in theaters, because I did like number one.
I can't believe you watched the first one.
I still haven't seen the first one. Not because it's like I'm terrified of it. I just, the opportunity has not arisen.
We could do a movie night. Do that like we did for, they finally saw Kingsman 2, folks.
We did.
I got these two to finally watch it.
We did.
It won't be a fun movie night, though. I know what's going to happen in that movie. That doesn't mean I'm going to watch it again. Like, it was a great movie.
Well, sounds like you got a free night.
Sweet.
Because, I don't know how Dalton watched that one without a diaper. Like,
If you go to my house, there's a bathroom right off of the living room.
He had a series of mirrors so he could just sit on the toilet.
Yeah.
And then just, like, watch from there.
I had Stephanie FaceTime.
Then he occasionally accidentally turned around the phone. Dalton, no! It Chapter 2 has wrapped filming, which I'm excited about.
This is the dumb question. Mm-hmm. This is the one where they're all adults now.
Yes.
Okay, and this has like James McAvoy and a bunch of other like...
I haven't actually seen the casting, honestly.
I think... Is Sophie Turner in it too?
That would be interesting, but I haven't seen the casting, so I don't know.
It. Yeah, look that up, because I know... I think James McAvoy is for sure. Bill Hader is... not Sophie Turner. I don't know.
Jessica Chastain.
Jessica, that's who I'm thinking of.
Mm. And then James McAvoy, yeah. And then, like, all of the kids that were in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they'll be having flashback scenes and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, this is all the kids from the first one all grown up having to go back and dealing with Pennywise again.
Coming back. Man,
if they found a better adult for the, what's his name, Finn Wolfhard, it is Bill Hader. Next to Danny Avedon, but, like...
I was going to say, no, they have a perfect one, and his name is Danny.
Dan Avedon.
Yeah. But I just saw the side-by-side of Bill Hader and Finn, and I was like, yeah, that worked perfect. You can't...
Oh, yeah, no, it works, like, and I'm on board with it, but...
But we've already seen...
But that Danny Don't You Know video.
If anybody that doesn't understand what we're talking about, just go to YouTube and search...
just real quick. You've heard us talk about it before, but if you're, like, new and you haven't, it's going to sound ridiculous, but it's Ninja Sex Party.
And just so you know, it is ridiculous...
See, for the most part. The, like, most of their stuff is insane and just, like, off the wall and hilarious. But Danny Don't You Know is a legitimately, like, really sweet, really touching song that's also really, really good.
You see, the warning I was going to give them is, like, just go to YouTube, search Danny Don't You Know.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the band will be called Ninja Sex Party. Ignore it. Mm-hmm. Watch the video and enjoy.
And then go and watch their other videos because those are hilarious.
They're all pretty funny. They do the Game Grumps stuff.
Danny one is one half of the Game Grumps.
Brian Eagle Raptor.
Aaron Hansen is Eagle Raptor. He does like stuff with Game Grumps sometimes.
But he's not.
When Aaron is involved, then it's Starbomb.
Yeah, that's musically.
It's Aaron, Danny, and Ninja Brian.
Yep.
I remember when I started being friends with you guys 4 years ago, and you explained this to me, and I was like, this is why my brain doesn't work.
No, but it's...
I mean, I don't really mess with Game Grumps that often. I meant to say Aaron when I said Brian, because mm-hmm. I just had Ninja Brian on the brain.
Yeah.
I've actually met Ninja Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know who he was.
Because he wasn't in his ninja outfit. And this was well before he ever... Because for the longest time, he did not... Like, he didn't do interviews. He was just Ninja Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until relatively recently that he kind of stepped himself into the actual, like, introduced himself to the fans.
Hilarious. This was before I knew who the Game Grumps were.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really, I never watched anything from them. I knew who Ego Raptor was just from his very early internet videos mm-hmm. that made him internet famous.
Stuff.
Yeah, even before
before Sequelitis, yeah.
Yeah, because he had some like really, really funny stuff back in like
the Newgrounds
era. Which, yeah, that's early internet folk. Well, okay, mm-hmm. that's not early internet.
YouTube.
That's before
early
YouTube.
Fun internet.
Yeah. This was back like at post E-Bombs world. This mm-hmm. was better E-Bombs world was Newgrounds because Newgrounds had Flash games and music and videos and all kinds of fun stuff. But anyway, yeah, this was before YouTube was really a thing. Either way, yeah, I did not know much about like Ninja Sex Party or anything, and I just rode the elevator like 3 or 4 times with Ninja Brian. Had no idea who that dude was, because I didn't know who any of these people were. I just went on a fun road trip with friends,
right?
And he was on a panel, and I see the guy up there, and I'm like, Stephanie, who's that guy at the end? I've ridden the elevator with him like 5 times,
and she was like,
and she looked at me like, that's Ninja Brian. I'm like. Oh,
I'm writing. You're not allowed to get on an elevator without me now.
that was pretty funny. Because apparently they were in the same hotel as us,
mm-hmm.
and he was one floor below. And whenever I went down, it just happened to coincide with Ninja Brian going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that was neat. I didn't see him after that point, which is unfortunate.
Well, because he's a ninja. Now that you knew he was a ninja,
vanished. Yeah, and smoke like bomb. I always felt really bad though because I did not react even a little bit to him walking in the elevator,
mm-hmm.
and I understand that he's probably like thankful that it played out that way. Just well, like you know, this fan didn't mob me.
This was the one weekend that he was gonna get that.
See, but at the same time, like this was you didn't go to a Game Grumps or a like you didn't go to a Ninja Sex Party convention. They just happen to be there. He's going to be surrounded by all sorts of people who have no idea who he is because they're going to see someone else. Like they're going to see someone.
Because yeah, this was Rooster Teeth Expo.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of Rooster Teeth stuff going on there, but Game Grumps is pretty heavily involved with mm-hmm. Rooster Teeth.
Right.
And they had several of their own panels and everything up there going and did several panels with Rooster Teeth. But yeah. So I just kind of felt a little bad though, because in my head I couldn't escape the idea that he was like, all right, so this dude just going to no-sell me?
This ungrateful.
But I'm sure that he was actually, like, completely fine with the fact that I left him completely alone.
Right. Well, and again, like, I'm sure he's not expecting literally every person there to know who he is. Because, again, he had not really put a public face forward a lot at this point. And then, again, Rooster Teeth is huge. Game Grumps is huge. Rooster Teeth is on another level, though.
Yeah, no, they have their own network.
There's a whole bunch of people who were there exclusively for Rooster Teeth who had never heard of Game Grumps.
That's definitely a possibility. I know I was the only person in my group that had no idea who he was. Because Stephanie then promptly told the rest of our group, Jesse rode the elevator with Ninja Brian. He can't ride elevators by himself no more.
It has been a while since I've heard Stephanie talk, apparently.
I was dead on.
Was it? Yeah, see, I miss her. You come back.
Yep. No, she just got a nice new job.
Here?
No.
Oh. Dang.
No, in her new state, yeah, mm-hmm. she got a nice like actual job in her career.
Nice.
She finished off her stuff and actually got hired up.
Sweet. Swooped.
Yeah. So, congrats, Stephanie.
But do it closer though.
That would be awesome. So anyway. Good Lord, we're...
That was a lot of time.
That was a lot of time. That was a lot of time. We have a lot more stuff to cover. So going back to It,
mm-hmm.
its director, Andy Muschietti, is going to helm a live-action adaptation of Attack on Titan. You're welcome, Dalton.
That's how we got there.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure it out.
No, it's like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Like, how did we get to Ninja Brian? It.
Yep.
Real easy, by the way.
Attack on Titan is apparently getting into the live action remake. It is going to be held by the guy behind It.
Wasn't the first one Booty?
It was, but it was Japan only. Oh. And a lot of their live action adaptations, while really popular in Japan, are really bad. Like, bad.
Is it one of those things that, like, they know it's bad, but they don't care because of how much they love the source material?
Possibly, because, like, for example, Mandy really liked that FMA remake that hit Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It was objectively awful. Like, it was cosplayers with a low CG budget having some fun on
the
screen.
You're still mad about the whole Spider-Man thing. But she's not here.
Completely unrelated.
She's not here to defend herself.
We've already had this, like, argument on, like, the Thursday show.
If you hear the door just break in the background, Jesse's going to get his throat ripped out. It's going to be awesome.
That's fine. She could take my throat. It needs to go away from my body. It wants out real bad anyway.
Right now, it's just like, get me out of here.
Yeah. Especially like, why are we talking? Please stop talking. I don't want to talk anymore. But anyway, yeah, the FMA like live action was just not good. And most of the Japan live action remakes are like that, where it's literally just mediocre cosplay on screen with a tiny CG budget doing stuff. It's bad. So bad.
So you're excited for this one?
If it gets... Because it's supposed to be a bigger studio, so it'll actually have funding. And it is kind of like a horror anime. So yeah, this could be really cool. Because, I mean, the first season of Attack on Titan... Apparently season 3 is really good. Season 2 is bad. But the first season of Attack on Titan was great. And it was terrifying, because for those of you that have never really heard of this anime, basically, these people-eating giants invade, and everybody has to kind of retreat into this extremely well-fortified, walled-off area, and most of humanity is dead, because they have been et by these giants.
Who are naked.
They call them titans, and yeah, they are naked, but they have no real anatomy, and they're all, like, weird-shaped and stuff. And, yeah, they just kind of stumble around like big drunk babies and eat people.
Hmm.
And it is gruesome.
So what we're saying is go vote this Tuesday or Titans are going to happen. I don't know. I'm just trying to get people to vote. We just need to make sure people vote.
Yeah, people should go out and vote on Tuesday. But
you're welcome. I don't know how else I was going to fit that in.
I still don't. That still wasn't fitting. You just kind of wedged it on in there.
Yeah. Or I'll try later in the show. I'm not going to.
So anyway, other TV shows we get, or other live action stuff, I guess. Well, we don't know if it's live action yet. It's probably not going to be live action. Zelda TV show. The guy that's doing the Castlevania series for Netflix is now in talks to do a Zelda TV series for Netflix. Adi Shankar, I believe is his name. Apparently, Castlevania's been dumb successful,
mm-hmm.
so they're talking about maybe doing a Zelda.
Ooh,
so maybe we'll finally get an animated Zelda. That's not
Wand of Gamelon.
Don't you say bad. Don't you dare say bad.
Terrible.
Well, excuse me, princess.
Zelda. Oh, no.
So, are we now?
No, it's awful.
That cartoon was terrible. So, yeah, I would like to get something good from Zelda in there, other than the games, obviously.
I want, yeah, I'm about to say, is like you seem pretty ungrateful. I want the same art style, though.
No.
I want it to be that ugly, but a good story.
Yeah, you also wanted spandex in the Power Rangers movie, so we all know your tastes don't matter.
Accurate.
Do you think they'll keep Link, the silent protagonist?
I don't know how. Well, I mean, they could. Because
they didn't in the car. They didn't in those.
Yeah. I would rather they didn't, but like it would be an interesting design choice if they choose to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll have to see where they go with it. I'm excited for this. I do. I guess it's a lot going to depend on what kind of storyline they go with.
See, and I just like I can't. I don't imagine this being interesting, because the best part of the Zelda games is the sense of exploration that you get by yourself exploring.
I mean, that was definitely true for Breath of the Wild.
I mean, the other ones. And granted, I was never a huge Zelda fan. Like, I never really liked them. So take this for what it's worth. But it was always kind of interesting to see, like, okay, this is where I need to go. Okay, this is where, now this is where I need to go. And just, yeah, kind of, not held your hand, but, like, there were specific, you had to go in specific order to places. But going in, you know, just seeing what you could find and then exploring those dungeons was, I thought, the main appeal.
Yeah, I mean,
and
like,
definitely not, you know, okay, well, the story has never really been a factor, I thought.
That's definitely not true. At least for most people, myself included, like Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, the story in those two games are incredible, especially Majora's Mask. Like, Majora's Mask is an amazing story, but yeah, like a lot of them have really, really good storytelling. You're right, though, that the big appeal is the puzzles and the environments, and that was absolutely true in Breath of the Wild, which I think probably has the weakest story of the Zelda games that I've actually enjoyed. But yeah, like Ocarina and Majora's Mask are just, oh my God, those stories are so good. So good.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't know. People might disagree with me. I could be in the
minority. I know, like, Majora's Mask is usually regarded as the better story, just because, because when I think of Ocarina of Time, which again, I don't have a huge like attachment to it, but I think save the princess, silent protagonist, there's a big bad guy. That's it. And I know it's more complicated than that, and I know there's more to it than that, but
yeah, like,
it doesn't seem like it's super, at any point, you know, revolutionary or super groundbreaking. Or
the story for Legend of Zelda has not really seemed that complex until you put it in the grand scale.
Well, no, then it just gets convoluted and insane, because it's all just a giant timeline of the same thing happening over and over again. And everybody argues about when which one happened first.
Which is why I'm on your side on this one. Like, I was like, yeah, the stories aren't really super important until you put them in scale.
What, did either of you play through Ocarina or Majora?
I've never played through Majora. I loved, like, Ocarina.
I think I played through Ocarina. No, I did not play through Ocarina.
I
started Ocarina, but I didn't finish it. And then I think same thing with, like, I rented both of them. But okay. I've seen them finished, like, all the way through.
Because, well, Ocarina, it starts out pretty slow, but once you get to the temples, basically where the big thing happens,
right,
then the story really starts picking up, and you get a lot more in the lore of that, like, particular game and everything. Then Majora's Mask is kind of the same thing. It starts out kind of slow, and you're kind of getting used to everything going on. And then the big turn happens, and you're like, oh.
Oh, see, I thought Majora's Mask started pretty immediately.
I mean, like, there are parts of it that do, but, like, the crazy stuff where you start really learning more about Majora and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when it starts getting really good.
Okay.
But, yeah, either way.
Because, like, those Skull Kid happens is, like, the first thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you see Skull Kid really quick. You start getting the whole, like, the world is ending really quick because, you know, you get the 48 hours remain and all that stuff.
Right.
And the moon changing and all that cool stuff. Like, because that one probably also has the best environments of a Zelda game, in my opinion.
Okay.
Well, mostly just because I really like creepy stuff, and the Majora's Mask stuff is all pretty creepy. Yeah, but anyway.
Ben drowned. Did I shake you?
A little bit.
Did you get shook?
A little bit. So George Miller is officially putting Mad Max sequels on hold, which is a little unfortunate.
Have they done a Mad Max sequel besides the
Not
most...
Since Fury Road.
About to say, that's what I was going to say. Was there one right before that I'm missing?
Well, no, they've had, like, planned movies after Fury Road. And we've been expecting movies after Fury Road for, like, what? Like, that came out 7 years ago now or something?
No,
like
Fury Road was not that long ago.
No, it has been a surprising amount of time.
Because I
just saw the date, like, maybe last week or so, and it's been a...
It's been at least 5 years. I was saying GameStop when Fury Road came out.
I was going to say at least, I thought
2015. No, wait. What is it?
3 years ago.
2015. That can't be right.
That can't be right because I was still.
It is. Like, it is right, but that does not seem. It seems like it's been. What movie am I thinking of?
I wasn't at GameStop when that came out because I was living at LaCroix.
I wasn't
at GameStop when I was living there. Never mind.
I wasn't quite working at Hastings yet, but it was still like. Because the way movie like releases happen. Yeah, no, like whenever I started working at Hastings is whenever that movie was still like fairly popular to rent. Like we still had like 20 copies whenever I started working there. Because that's the only reason I knew, because I started working there at 16.
Feels like it just went way longer.
We're getting old.
Oh, no, it's usually the opposite in that case.
I know. Okay, so you're going to laugh because the movie that I thought came out that long ago, Pacific Rim.
That one did
that come was out. 20, See, that was 2013.
Yeah.
So I, yeah, that's, but I was like, that doesn't seem like it could have came out that long ago.
I don't have that
But
excuse.
We just got the sequel not too long.
I could have sworn I was still working at Mad Max. Oh my God, I was still working at Mad Max. I could have sworn I was still working at GameStop when the movie came out.
Shining Chrome.
Because I thought that I was working there when the video... Well, maybe that's what I'm thinking about. Did the video game come out before the movie?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, Mad Max.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Mad Max came out after. Or I'm pretty sure the game Mad Max came out after, because that was just what
I
it was
could
called.
Have sworn that I was working at GameStop when that game came out. But if it came out at the same time, that wouldn't have been true. I
think, 2015 video game.
Yeah. So I would have been working at Gaming Grounds mm-hmm. plus my other job. So I don't know. I guess I'm just wrong.
That's a bummer that they're not going to make... more though, because that's a super interesting world. Yeah. It's another one where they did a really interesting job of like world building, and I wanted more of it, kind of like John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
Except now we're not going to get a chance to explore any of that.
I mean, like this, they're on hold. They will come eventually.
Okay, but George Miller is legit like 90.
Yeah, but I mean, once he dies, like those IPs will transfer and we'll get more. They may not be as good,
right? But George Miller did Fury Road.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I don't really care about other people's visions
you want
to
see
of Mad Max. I want to see the George Miller version of these.
Yeah, that's fair. Because George Miller's just working on other projects. That's why these are on hold.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Like, you get a break. Like, you can take some time. But also, like... let's get some of these other Fury Road, these other Mad Max movies out, though.
The sense of urgency coming from Asa.
Like, hey.
Fury Road was real good.
Oh, so good.
I enjoyed the movie a lot. It was a little overhyped for me.
Same.
But I still liked it quite a bit.
My friend Seth, it was like the best movie he had ever seen. Like, and he would not stop raving about it.
I do remember that, because, yeah, I didn't remember it was Seth.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember a friend of yours telling me, like, no, I'm really jealous of you because you still get to experience it for the first time.
Yeah, and that is, like, that's some heavy, heavy expectations to level.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, yeah, those are on hold. Sigourney Weaver, though, has apparently started filming Avatar 4 and 5.
All right.
No, you have not missed 2 or 3.
Thank you.
Those have not released. Those do not have release dates.
I don't care. I don't care.
I didn't the first one.
I didn't see the first one.
I liked the first one
I've read Dances with Wolves. It's cool. Like,
fair.
And Pocahontas.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, yeah, it's a story that's been told before, but I really like this version of that story.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it in theaters twice, once regular, and then I heard 3D actually did improve the film, which is rare for 3D to actually improve something, and it did. Like, that movie was awesome in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
I just really, really enjoyed Avatar, but this is a little crazy, James.
Especially coming from the guy who said that he really hopes superhero fatigue kicks in.
He doesn't want to keep competing with these movies.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to have to his five sequels. He doesn't want to compete with better movies that have better characters.
Yeah. But I do want more of it. I don't know. This seems silly. I feel like he's got too many irons in the fire doing this. Just do a sequel. See if people are still even interested in it. Since that came out over 10 years ago, I'm kind of, nope. No, not over 10 years ago. But it came out like almost 10 years ago.
You want me to look it up?
It was like 2009.
I thought I might have still been in high school.
I was in high school when it came out.
I was definitely not in high school, and I only
2009.
Know that because of the, yeah, I got it right. Okay. I only know that because of the person that I saw it with. It took me a second to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, because I was still in college.
Ooh, but boy, were you skirting that line? December 18th, 2009.
I knew it's fine.
No, I mean, no, you're still right. Like, you got it.
The best kind of right.
Yeah. But you got it right. It was barely there, but you got it.
I was thinking technically, but either way.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just assumed you said technically.
No, I said you got it.
No, I know. I realize that now. I played back the conversation in my head. I know where I went wrong. Anyway, that's been a while. So, yeah. release two and see if people even care about a 3, 4, or 5.
Which, granted, I mean, production standards and like and technological innovations have come a long way since then. So two, whatever he does with two is going to look fantastic, and it's going to make a bajillion dollars. Because it will be, it's going to be another one of those. People aren't going to see Avatar because they think it's a great movie. They're going to see it because it's a spectacle. So you're going to get that with two, regardless. But you've also, at this point, had 10 years in between yeah. to like improve technology and stuff like that.
Right.
3, 4, and 5, probably not going to be that big of a jump. And at a certain point, if the story's not good, people aren't, the spectacle isn't going to be fresh enough.
I mean, in fairness, like that movie, even from 2009, looks still compared to modern things, still looks gorgeous.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying it was bad. It's just like, but now but they've now had 10 years to improve on that,
right? But
to make it look even better,
it's just imagining like it looking any better than it did mm-hmm. is difficult for my brain.
Okay, I gotcha.
Is what I'm getting at. So yeah, I think the problem is going to be most people just don't. A lot of people won't care anymore
mm-hmm.
because there are a lot of people, like, their target audience has now shifted in terms of, like, their audience in 2009
mm-hmm.
is, most of them will still be their audience for now, but a lot of the people they're going to be getting now, they weren't old enough to have watched the movie in 2009.
Yeah.
Because the target audience for this is still going to be, like, late teens, early 20s.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did, like, a limited re-release. Like before,
either.
Like, hey, so remember how pretty this movie looked? Now come see the new.
Give us a 4K release on it. Like, check it. All right. The next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. Hit them up for all your comic book needs. Marvel has announced Old Man Quill. So we get another story out of that alternate timeline. It's fine. There's a lot of stuff that could be told in that timeline. And it's making the money, I guess.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that, like, in the original run of the Old Man Logan, like, so many people were dead.
Well, this isn't the same universe,
well,
is
yeah.
it? Like, it's
no,
it's,
I'm assuming it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Cause
yeah.
I,
same thing with Old Man Hawkeye.
See, because I didn't keep up with any of those, so I didn't know. I thought they were all, like, oh, now this is... I thought they were each getting their own, like, separate...
Yeah, they're not...
So we had Old Man Logan where everyone was dead, and now we get Old Man Hawkeye where something else is...
I mean, in fairness, Old Man Hawkeye was also kind of a prequel if you read Old Man
Logan.
I didn't read either. Well, that's not true. I read Old Man Logan. I didn't read Old Man Hawkeye.
The timeline for Old Man Hawkeye is before Old Man Logan.
Okay.
Yeah, because Old Man Hawkeye...
But it's still in that, like, Marvel mm-hmm. universe.
Okay.
And same thing with Old Man Quill will be in that Marvel universe, but, I mean, it
he'll probably
be a sequel,
like, in space or something.
Because, yeah, obviously Quill wouldn't have necessarily been there when Logan, you know, did his thing.
I'm not thinking of old Lady Harley, but wasn't there a third one? Wasn't there another Marvel one that they did old...
You might be thinking of, like, there was an old lady Kamala, but it wasn't a comic book. She was part of the Exiles. That's the only other thing.
I'm thinking of the ending
lately.
To Thor. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
I figured it out. Sorry.
That's fine. Because then, we had Sorcerer Supreme Logan. that still blows my mind. Yeah.
Shaking my head.
It's weird. See, I know Old Lady Harley happened in DC. I haven't actually read it to see if it's taking itself seriously or not,
mm-hmm.
because I had to believe that, given the character, that it was a parody book.
Yeah.
But a lot of people bought it. Now it has its own ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Who knows?
Yeah. Either way, yeah, it's a neat Marvel universe. It's a neat universe in Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stories they can tell from that. I don't know how many people are going to care about, like, an old man Peter Quill.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll find out. Charles Soule is going to write Wolverine The Vigil, which is going to be...
another Wolverine book.
It will, in fact, be another Wolverine book. At least it won't be, like, an ongoing that's mm-hmm. happening simultaneously from the looks of it. Have you read any of Return of Wolverine?
Not issue one.
Okay. They didn't explain the hot clause now.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not anywhere near as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That's good.
I actually am okay with the explanation.
But again, low bar.
Low bar. Low bar. But I think Charles Soule vaulted this very low bar perfectly.
So it's not
so
just
he took
gets
a step over.
It's not just he gets so angry that the fury heats the metal. Okay. Because that was my theory. for the record. Like, that's what I thought it was going to be, is that he goes into such a rage that it heats the adamantium.
It's nearly adjacent to that. It's difficult to explain.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, but it's not exactly that.
I'm not going to read them. I'll figure it out, though.
All you have to do is buy issue two, and you got it.
I mean, Well, it's in my box.
Issue two, we get a glimpse at, like, kind of why it's happening.
Either I bought issue two or I kept it in my box because I went up on Tuesday, and they get their shipments on Tuesday, so he's, like, showing me the books, and he's like, wait, I cannot sell you these.
Gotcha.
do not buy these. I will hold on to these for next week, though.
Fair. I will say, again, it's not good.
Right. But it isn't the dumpster fire that we thought it might be.
Right.
And that dumpster fire was started because his claws get hot now.
I cannot think of a better way they could have explained it. So points to Soul for that.
Challenge accepted.
either way, and I imagine that this is going to be kind of related to there's something that explains the hot claws, sort of. It's like a visual representation of what's happening. And I think that this book is going to be explaining those pieces of that visual representation. It's going to be a decade-by-decade 12-part serial about Wolverine, presumably starting from the beginning and moving up.
That could be pretty cool.
Yes.
Because he's old. He's old AF.
He is real old. And we're getting... So this is 120 years of Wolverine, apparently.
And hot take, that was probably the best part of Origins. Was the opening.
Oh, that opening was pretty
of sick. Him just going through all the, like, wars and timelines and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Not definitely the best part of
time
it.
Periods.
Time periods. So. Yeah, because he participating in all the wars on the side of the U.S. and him and Sabretooth.
And Charles Soule's writing that?
Yes.
Okay. I can get behind that. Yes. I can get behind, because that, like, that's not an ongoing thing. That's just a
12 issues.
A legacy. It's a legacy book.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You got me. I mean, I'm probably not going to buy it, but okay.
Yeah, this is acceptable another Wolverine book.
Right.
Because it's not like they're doing what they do with Batman or Spider-Man, where there's like...
They're juggling multiple world crises at once.
Yes.
All ongoing.
Simultaneously. Mm-hmm. I recently found out Amazing Spider-Man is separate from Spider-Geddon. Like, there will not be an Amazing Spider-Man tie-in to Spider-Geddon.
So I need to figure out if I bought the first issue of Spider-Geddon so I can put back the second issue of Spider-Geddon that's currently in my box.
Because Spectacular Spider-Man... Spectacular Spider-Man...
No, I can't, because it's a Sunday show.
The Spectacular Spider-Man does have two tie-ins, but Amazing Spider-Man does not have a Spider-Geddon tie-in.
What's next in comics, Jesse?
I want to hear White that's Hot it. Room.
All right, so this next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their podcasts and all of their social media links at ps2jshow.com. Check out their History of Gaming episodes last Wednesday of every month. Their most recent one that released on Halloween would have been the Resident Evil series.
Yes.
Check that out.
I have that in my... That's one of the ones, because I'm going to be listening to a lot of podcasts in the coming week. So that's one of the ones that I have in my list of... ones I'm going to check out.
All right.
Oh, so, but we've moved on video game news. It's good news from here.
Yeah, nothing infuriating. Oh,
nothing bad.
We're going to start with the BlizzCon opening ceremony.
Hey.
That's where, like, Blizzard likes to give out a bunch of their big news, and then they move on to other stuff, like, throughout.
They like to give out a lot of their big news to their most hardcore fans that they have charged a lot of money for tickets to attend, so that their most hardcore fans... can hear the news.
And then
straight
try
from
it,
Blizzard.
Because all of these things were available to try at BlizzCon.
Okay.
I do really want to go to BlizzCon at some point. It's on my bucket list. All right. So I'm not going to go in order of what they released. I'm going to go in an order that I want to go in. so first we got, this has been a long time since we've said Overwatch on the show. Overwatch got a new cinematic that introduced a new character. This might be my favorite cinematic.
Oh, that's high praise. I need to go watch it.
Yeah. No, it's real good. It's called Reunion, and it's a very McCree-centric episode. Kind of explains where all the wreckage on Route 66 came from, and introduces the new character, Ash. Ash is presumably a previous romantic partner of McCree's that was in the Deadlock gang, which McCree was in between Overwatch and, you know, current.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she just looks awesome. She is just a BA cowgirl with a rifle, a shotgun. She throws out sticks of dynamite. Her ult is to call in this giant Omnic by the name of Bob that I also wish was just a playable character by himself because he looked super cool. Because he's like an Old West, like, styled Omnic. He's like a really, really big, muscular Zenyatta with, like, I don't know what you call the mustache that goes into the sideburns, but no, like, beard.
Amazing.
I don't know what Triple
H rocked that
called.
For a minute.
And it looked amazing.
And
it looked.
And then he had, like, the little bitty trilby on his head. I liked Bob a lot, and I really wish he was a character. He had the big jacket on. He just looked cool. And they introduced some other characters in the cinematic and stuff. Plus, they introduced a future character Overwatch by the name of Echo. Looked like some super futuristic-looking Omnic. Jesse McCree sends her off to do stuff. So, yeah, check out that cinematic, though. And even if you're not a fan of Overwatch, you should watch the cinematics just because they're extremely well done. Very pretty.
I can't say that. Because if you don't care about Overwatch, you're not going to care about these characters, and you're not going to understand a lick of what you're seeing.
They're really pretty.
You will be able to appreciate the animation and the like how cool everything looks and like the voice acting and stuff. But I can't say from a story standpoint, like an ongoing thing, that it would be worth going out of your way for if you care absolutely nothing about the lore already.
I don't know. I think there are a few of those videos that people would like enjoy even without any knowledge.
It's possible, but
like the Bastion short.
Again, I would really have to care about that character to like.
I'll give you the Bastion short because that's something that could fit like at the beginning of a Pixar movie.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it's like it's very self-contained. That yeah. Not a lot of those other ones are. Because even as someone as a fan of Overwatch, like the one with Widowmaker and Zarya, I didn't understand what the hell was going on.
Which
that also had Sombra.
The one that introduced Sombra.
Yeah. I didn't understand. Like,
you know, that one was a very lore based one. Mm-hmm. There is a few of them that are heavy lore based, and there are a few of them that aren't. The Tracer Widow one is really good. That's not a whole lot of lore based because, it came out before the game did. But anyway, I enjoy them. They're worth watching. And Ash looks really, really cool. WoW Classic got a release window, summer 2019. And apparently it was available for play.
See, I thought fans wanted that, but they really didn't.
They did. Well, what they really wanted, though, was... Because WoW Classic servers were a thing. Mm-hmm. They were just private servers that people could jump into and play. Yes, Dalton?
What's WoW Classic?
Vanilla. Like, okay. Original World of Warcraft with no expansions.
Thank you. That's all I needed.
Okay.
Which people have been asking for a very long time. And Blizzard infamously responded with, "You think you want that, but you don't."
Well, that's going to be like the only dumb thing they'd say this weekend, right?
Because in fairness, Vanilla WoW on paper, I personally, like, I had a lot of fun with Vanilla WoW.
Okay.
Comparing it to current WoW, a lot of problems. It was not, like, it's romanticized in my brain because that was when I played the most. But I say that. There were private World of Warcraft vanilla servers that people were joining. Like, you didn't have to have a monthly subscription or anything like that. You just joined these servers, and it was, you know, vanilla WoW. All
right, cool.
Which, you know, cool and everything. Then Blizzard ended up shutting all those servers down because they were planning on... They're like, oh, people actually do want this. And they gave us WoW Classic. Or are giving us WoW Classic.
Okay.
Yeah. Good on them. Yeah. Warcraft 3 Reforged. So Warcraft 3 is getting a complete, like, from-the-ground remake. And it looks gorgeous. And I'm actually pretty
really,
excited
like,
about this.
Because I'm not an RTS person at all, but this did look really, really pretty.
Yep.
From what I saw.
Really pretty. And it's really fun, especially as far as like RTSs go. Even if you're not a huge fan of the RTS, the story is really fun to play. And it's not like overly complex. It can be, but the story is not. Then the biggest piece of news, I say biggest piece of news, the most controversial piece of news that Blizzard gave out, Diablo Immortal was announced. It is a mobile game being made by the Chinese company NetEase. And a lot of people were really, really upset about this because, you know, they, like Blizzard had said before the release, that they're working on numerous Diablo projects right now. And temper your expectations. But we are going to be talking about a Diablo announcement in BlizzCon.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of people were hoping for a Diablo 2 or Diablo 1 remake, or
Diablo
like
4.
A little bit of information like, are you even working on Diablo 4, that kind of stuff. Instead, we got a mobile game. I felt really, really bad for the guy doing this announcement.
Until.
Well, that's later. But first, I was watching this guy do this announcement like on stage. He gets up on stage and talks to all of BlizzCon. Just like, hey, everybody, got this project we've been working on. It's super neat. By the end of it, since like after they showed off everything and he was doing his little spiel, by the end of it, dude was choking up, like on the like, it looked like he was on the verge of tears because the crowd was dead.
Like, oh god,
you couldn't even like call the like, there were a few people like, yeah, this is kind of neat, like just being polite, like, yeah, like clapping and stuff. But for the most part,
sucked
like this
the
dude,
air out of the room.
This dude, like, I haven't seen a crowd die this hard since Microsoft's presentation at E3, where they showed off like the Funko Gears of War
but
stuff.
But that's the thing, is what they did. They did that perfectly because the crowd goes nuts for the big for we're getting a Gears announcement, a Funko mobile game. Oh, hey, but wait, we're making two actual Gears of War games that you'll actually like.
Yeah,
we didn't get that. No. Instead, what we got...
A double down.
We got a question from the crowd like, okay, so, hey, anything PC related you want to talk about? You know, this has some neat features. Are you going to bring any of those to the PC or console games? What? You don't have... there are no plans to bring to for any of this to come to PC. This is strictly for mobile.
Okay, fair. He answered it honestly.
The crowd boos. Which, okay. Again, you are making a mobile game announcement into your most hardcore PC fan audience that traditionally hates mobile games because mobile games means microtransactions. And if you're thinking, but Blizzard won't be that bad about microtransactions, I would like you to note that Diablo was their only franchise that didn't already include them. Because Overwatch has them, World of Warcraft, you can buy gold. Hearthstone
you cannot
has,
buy gold in World of Warcraft.
Can you not?
No, that's
well, then
actually
I take that
very
back.
Illegal.
Then I take that back. But still, but Hearthstone,
you can buy pets.
Okay. Oh, so you still have microtransactions
yes.
That way. Okay.
Yeah. No, it does still have microtransactions,
but it's
not gold.
Okay. Thank you for the correction there.
Yep.
Hearthstone has been notoriously under fire from its community forever now. It feels like because of the way the requirements to earn
and
stuff in game
creep and all that
without
other stuff.
Having to buy stuff, and even Hearthstone has introduced like loot boxes.
The Hearthstone.
Or
is,
not Hearthstone,
not
that's what I was just talking about.
Yeah,
Heroes of the Storm.
Heroes of the Storm, yeah.
Time. Really quick, sorry for interrupting you. Isn't Hearthstone, like, within the Blizzard community, like, very widely loved, though?
It's extremely loved, but, like, they have a big problem with power creep.
Okay.
And, like, the idea that, you know, you just have to keep getting these new card packs and these new cards. Every once in a while, they will release a card that is outright better. Like, does exactly the same thing as another card, except it's better in every way.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for interrupting.
It's still stupid popular.
It
makes them stupid amounts of money.
But it makes them a lot of money because they have not updated the required. Like, they have made they've not updated their rewards, except for, like, they've just made it harder and harder
to get
rewards just by playing the game.
They actually have improved that from, like, early release. They just haven't made an improvement in a while.
See, well, because, like, it started early, but it's been so long, and people are just like, okay, so used to, if I played 10 games, I could get something. Now, to get that same thing, I have to play 15 or 20. Okay. And it's just continuously getting worse and worse. Because it pops up on r/all, like, regularly, of, like, hey, this thing's broken. Because it's Reddit and people complain. So Diablo was the last one that really kind of wasn't microtransactions. So now we're getting this mobile game.
Well, Diablo 3 had like launched with
the
real money
auction
house.
But they canceled it because it broke Diablo.
Yeah, it did.
There's no plans to bring any of this to PC or consoles. It's mobile only. Boo. Crowd boos. What? You guys don't have phones?
I want to bring up real quick, that is out of context.
I don't know if it is.
It is. It wasn't in response to the crowd booing. It was in response to some jackwagon getting up and saying, like, all right, so is this just like a gross out of season April Fool's joke?
No, it was that guy. The guy's question about is it coming to PC? He said no. The crowd then booed. Then that's what they responded with.
I watched this happen.
I did too. I saw the video.
Oh my god! I don't know what to think.
Yeah,
I'm like, the lazy one.
Because I didn't even because I saw that video, but I didn't see the video because I read that the guy asked about like, is this an April Fool's joke? Which yeah, like screw that dude.
Yeah,
like,
and that's unnecessary. Basically, I agree that Blizzard like was kind of tone deaf to this, but at the same time they were just being. They were upset with everybody's reaction to it. They did not expect near the vitriol they got. And boy, did they get a lot. And a few of the developers were particularly defensive about it because a lot of people were just being outright insulting.
Right, which is stupid. Like, on the one hand, yes, Blizzard screwed up by making this announcement
at BlizzCon. Yeah.
And expecting it to go any better. Because when you have that hardcore PC community, that goes hand in hand with just toxicity. I don't care what fandom it is. I don't care, like, when you get that to that level of the extreme, you're going to have a toxic element.
Yeah.
So, but how can you be so out of touch to think that this crowd is going to be receptive to a mobile game? But to go back to the original point, they did it so much better at Microsoft with Gears of War.
Because they also
said, oh, wait, hey, by the way, he could have responded with, you know, okay, don't worry, this may not be everyone's cup of tea. Hopefully we can bring in more casual people into the Diablo lore. Hey, maybe this will tide you over with something new to play as you're waiting on, and then make your announcement that because Diablo 4 is officially happening. Because the remake of Diablo 2 is officially happening.
That would have been a way better way to do it.
You gotta tie it in somewhere other than just like, hey, here's a gorgeous cinematic for a mobile game that honestly doesn't look terrible.
It doesn't. Like it, but as far as mobile games go, like it looks fun. And if you're a fan of the Diablo lore, this is going to explain a whole lot of the stuff that happened between Diablo 2 and 3. Yes, Dalton.
That being said, like when you put that much lore in a mobile game, it gets very lost in translation just because like Kingdom Hearts Union Cross is pretty much everything that happens before all of the Kingdom Hearts stuff.
Mm.
And they expect you to know that for 3.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like, kind of unfortunate. And like, I'm not saying Diablo is going to do that. I'm just saying...
No, because the games that it's set between are already out.
Yeah. So like, it's just one of those where it's like, you can put a lot of lore in that, but at that point, you're just missing a bunch of people. Fortunately, Kingdom Hearts did it correctly because they did that. And they're like, all right, so here's all the story in 2.8 in a movie. Watch this 3-hour movie, you pretty much played Union Cross.
Fair enough. Either way, yeah, this is just going to fill in a lot of the gaps, and it looks like it's still going to be fun hack and slash good time, and it'll have like multiplayer and everything. Like as far as mobile games go, it looks fun. But Ace is absolutely right that this was not the correct venue to make this announcement. At least not by itself. Okay.
No, Smash Video, stop it. Also, the booing and the you guys don't have phones was after the it's not coming to PC. Like, these features are not coming to PC. I just rewatched it.
Because I've heard that. I also heard that line after the...
He may have... if they said it twice...
That would be really unfortunate.
Then, dear Lord. But I literally just watched... I just listened to the video again.
If they said it twice...
Because I'm wondering if maybe, like, the Jackwagon came before that question.
He might have. I don't know the order those questions happened, but it was he asked about the features coming to PC. They said, no, it's mobile only, crowd boos. What, you guys don't have phones?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, okay, that may have been the timeline. You had Jackwagon ask his question about, is this a joke?
Right.
He stood up in front of a crowd and asked a developer team mm-hmm. about a game they've been
who
working on.
Who have been putting a lot of work into, like...
If this is a joke...
Which, and the whole thing is, like, this in 2 weeks, this will be a non-story. When this game comes out, it's going to make them a gajillion dollars. And, like, the same people who are booing are going to play it because they want more Diablo.
Yeah.
They're going to find their whales because it seems like every large release that has microtransaction has whales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially a Blizzard and those Blizzard loyalists. So it's just like, yeah, that was a boo on the crowd, but also, like, I just boo on the developer. It's hindsight's 2020. It's so easy to be like, these people are, their job is not to stand in front of a crowd and pitch stuff. They should have had some sort of PR person or like someone whose job it is to interface with people.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like it was poorly done.
But also, yes, by the end of it, like as they kept going, just yeah. who.
Because you could tell, like, watching this, you could tell they were getting angry on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the crowd was getting angry. They were getting angry on stage because this was basically just, like, something they've been putting a lot of work into mm-hmm. was they, the crowd was taking a giant dump on it.
Right.
So, yeah, they were getting upset. Like, and I'm sure, like, Blizzard's PR team mm-hmm. is like, oh, no, somebody get him off the stage. Oh, no.
But, again, you think you want this, but you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Jeff Kaplan? Send in Papa Jeff.
Jeff knows what he's doing. That boy, that boy does no wrong.
So like, and I've been seeing a lot of like people like crapping on the fans, like because yeah, the dude saying is this an April Fool's joke? That's stupid. Like that's unnecessary. But it's like, oh, these fans are entitled. No, but also guess what? Blizzard is not entitled to not get critical feedback if they are offering something that the people don't want.
Right.
They don't get to just be celebrated because they're taking a chance or they're doing something different.
Yeah, because it's one of those things, like, this is not, like, this is not going to, well, the people at BlizzCon are not going to represent, it's like Asa said a minute ago there, people at BlizzCon are not going to represent the overall opinion of this mobile release.
Mm-hmm.
The people of BlizzCon are the hardcore Blizzard fans. They paid a bunch of money to come out to this convention.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that they made this announcement in front of.
Yeah.
Like, this is not their target demographic, and they made their announcement in front of them. It was poorly planned. Yes. At best. Like, this would have been just a kind of a neat thing to tag on, maybe, to something else, or, like I said, do it like the way Microsoft did it. I personally think Microsoft's thing would have been a little bit better if they had just said, like, sometime during, not even do it at E3, like, check out this Funko game.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, Blizzard could have done that at some point, like, hey, guys, we're working on this mobile game, it's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are like, oh, that is kind of neat looking, I'm gonna download it.
Right. Especially if it's a, hey, so the wait for Diablo 4 is taking a long time. We understand. We want to put out the coolest game possible. In the meantime, side group has been working on this. Check it out. It'll hold you over.
Yeah. That would have been a way better way to do it, but hindsight.
Yeah.
That was poor, poor planning.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, they took the stage after, like, this dude had the misfortune of not only having a stinker of an announcement, but coming out after the Overwatch announcement,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of the people at BlizzCon there are now there for Overwatch.
Yep.
They did a new expansion announcement for World of Warcraft, or an update to the most recent expansion,
mm-hmm.
With more content that was taken really well. Then there was the Warcraft 3 news. Then the crowd went nuts over that.
Right.
And then they jump over to, they do Hearthstone. All the Hearthstone fans went nuts because they actually had, like, this cool, like, song and cinematic and everything for it, mm-hmm. for their new set. Going to be the last set in this series. And then you go to the Diablo guy. Diablo mobile game had to go last. Like, that was just everything. Man, about this.
I didn't know that was their finale.
That was the finale of the opening ceremony, was Diablo Immortal.
Oh, the Smash thing, too. Like, at least Smash, with their Direct, like, overall, I was not impressed by at all. But at least it ended on a cool note.
Right. Which, by the way, yeah, we're way over time, so we're going to have to speed through the Smash Direct a little
there
bit.
There wasn't a lot of news to come from it, so that'll be easy.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, we got the Smash Direct. The Grinch leak that we were talking about has been officially and completely thoroughly debunked.
Rest in peace. It was taken out back in brutally shot, but like they missed the kill shot. They had to put like 3 or 4
yeah
into it.
This was ridiculous. This is easily the greatest. This will go down in gaming history as the greatest, most elaborate hoax of all time.
It could be, like,
because
yeah.
Holy crap. We got Ken Masters. That was the only one.
Woo!
That was the only one of the Grinch release. Yeah. Everything else, okay,
which
so,
Ken was already kind of a given, so it's
right.
Not like,
yeah, like it's we're getting a Ryu echo, like, mm-hmm. people kind of figured that was going to happen. So then the next character we get, Incineroar, we get us the 10th Pokemon to join the roster,
mm-hmm.
And that's it, folks. That's the Smash Ultimate roster
at launch.
Yeah, we did get confirmed 5 characters coming in DLC. That pack's going to cost an extra $25.
Mm-hmm. Or $6 a piece.
$5 a piece.
I thought it was $5.99.
isn't it 20? Oh, no, no, no. Okay, so
the season, if they're charging the same amount for the season pass for just the individual characters.
I thought you were translating to, like, yeah, there's five characters for $25, and then you said, or $6 a piece. I was thinking
like
making the cost breakdown. I was like, hey, so that math ain't right.
No, because
you went full Dalton.
Because they did the announcement, so each of these packs is going to get one fighter, one stage, and then music.
Yep.
But they didn't announce what any of those would be. And they even said, like, only buy this if you believe that it's going to be worth it now, sight unseen. Because we haven't even, like, we know who they are, but we haven't even started it.
Yep.
So that's kind of a weird, and also we hope to have it finished by February 2020.
Yep.
So.
Wait a minute.
We're going to be waiting a long time.
For that fifth character.
For that fifth character.
We did get one DLC character confirmed, not of those five, just a character. If you buy the game before January 12th, I think it is, you get this character for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Piranha Plant.
Not Petey Piranha. No. Just Piranha Plant. He's in a warp pipe or a...
He's a plant. He's in a
pot. He's in a pot. It looked like a... Well,
it's kind of like from Mario Kart, like whenever you grab the Piranha Plant.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you're holding a kind of a pot.
He looks...
That's what he's in.
Interesting. He but yeah, certainly those are the does. Those are the final... And he's not even going to be available, they said, until like February, maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before he's out. But again, if you buy before January, you get him for free.
Yep.
He'll be out after launch. Apparently, he's nearly ready to go, but he's not quite there.
Yeah.
So yeah, at launch, we have all the characters we've announced before, minus the Grinch ones that we talked about last week. But you do have Ken Masters.
As an Echo Fighter.
As an Echo Fighter for you, which that's, yeah, we understood that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then Incineroar.
Who looks cool. He's got a bunch of wrestling moves.
He does.
And
yeah,
he's got the taunts.
It looks neat. Like, he's a neat looking character, and that's neat. But it's just like, Nintendo built up so much hype with their character announcements.
Well, and Sakurai himself even said, yeah, we paced these announcements out terribly.
Yeah.
Because you have the ultimate hype of, like, that Simon Belmont starting one and King K. Rool ending it.
And didn't, oh no, we had Ridley the one before that.
Yeah, Ridley was before that. Like, yeah. So
we get all these big, like, you know, fan
and granted, like,
wanted
this, but still, like, you cannot be upset at this roster.
No, I'm not. I'm not upset at the roster at any way.
I mean Universal you.
Oh, yeah.
Not you specifically. Like, fans in general, you are not allowed to be upset at this roster. Yes, no. You can be sad that someone you hoped would be in isn't there. Am I sad that, like, I convinced myself that, oh, Isaac is gonna be in the game, that's super cool. Or, like, what if Crash Bandicoot made it in? Like, yeah. Or, like, I really wanted Shovel Knight before we found out he was an assist trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, Shadow, assist trophy.
Yep.
Oh, there was one other. Isaac is going to be an assist trophy.
And did we get Geno as an assist trophy, too?
I don't... maybe. I don't remember.
Because I remember there were more than a couple of the Grinch leaks
that ended up being assist trophies.
Yeah. Which is why it's... thoroughly debunked.
Yeah.
Because they don't make assist trophies into characters.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, and then the direct overall, like, they spent way too much time talking about, oh, if you go to options and hit tips, you can go through and get different, like, it's like, why is this a direct? Yeah. Also, that spirits mode looked stupid. I hope that's not how you have to, that's not the mode you have to play to unlock characters, I don't care about... They're not doing trophies anymore, which is a bummer. I totally get that
the spirits replace the trophies.
I get that it's a stupid amount of work, and that would be, like, really difficult, but at the same time, like, every other game has had them, and they're just super cool to collect.
Right.
But the spirits thing, and it seems it's too complicated, like, three types of spirits, and then some spirits you can add mini spirits to boost up those spirits.
Hilariously, it is... The triangle they showed is straight up the weapon triangle from Fire Emblem.
Really?
Including the colors of, like, the triangle.
Wow.
Like, red is over green is over blue is over red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's, like, obviously the deal is different because it's attack, shield, grab.
It's defense, grapple, and, attack, I think.
Yeah. Obviously, those are different than the weapon triangle from Fire Emblem, but outside of that, it's identical. It's
That's
funny.
That's kind
of
funny.
And
then we got the Thanos snap.
Yeah, the World of Light is the adventure mode.
Mm-hmm.
They announced that, which that looks kind of neat.
It still looks like it uses the spirits, and I don't want it.
It will use the spirits in some way,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it's going to use it quite like they had described in the other. And obviously, the spirits I don't think will have any impact in the actual multiplayer.
The only thing spirits matter in is in spirits mode, or if you locally choose to fight with spirits.
Right, which I'm sure a lot of people will not.
Yep.
Because it's kind of like custom fighters from. Yeah. Except, I don't think it really changes their moves either.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, like it looks interesting. Like, we're not the demographic for that. There are going to be people
who is?
People that play that don't play the game against people.
See, even then, like, 10 out of 10 are going to would rather have an actual, like, story Subspace Emissary than have to worry about these, like, managing all of these spirits.
What World
and stuff.
Of Light is supposed to be.
Yeah, but we need to see more of it because that was what we saw the least of.
Yeah. Oh, we got to see that they're doing World of Light.
And there was, like, a music video
about
the
story.
Because they're toys in real life, but when they go to the World of Imagination, they lose their bodies. But how did they lose their bodies? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that went back. That went all the way back to the first Smash Brothers in terms of, like, what that's going on with.
Yeah.
Because there's a loose story for, like, these characters outside of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, anyway, it's kind of silly. They talked a little bit about, the online battle system. They took out the 4 fun or 4 glory modes.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just search the game type you want.
Yep.
And then you battle on with that. And no matter what you play, you actually do have what they're calling a GSP. Or is it GSP?
Yeah, it's GSP.
Yeah, GSP. Global Smash Power. I was thinking ranking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Global Smash Power, and that determines, like, the people you're going to get matched up against. And apparently, once your Global Smash Power is high enough, it unlocks a new multiplayer mode for
you. Yeah, it puts you into, like, separate, like, elite, like, super serious lobbies.
Yeah.
But they also said it's going to prioritize, like, locally. So, like, we'll be playing with people from, like, St. Louis and Chicago more than we will with, like, people in New York or Los Angeles.
Honestly, as long as they're sticking with the peer-to-peer system,
mm-hmm.
that's a better idea.
Yeah.
Because whenever, like, even in, like, Smash 4, playing online, getting matched against someone in Japan, nobody was having fun in that game.
Last thing, and when you play online, it's highly recommended you use a wired connection. See here, with the USB adapter, you have to plug into your Switch that actually lets you plug in a cable because this stupid console doesn't come with one.
And Nintendo doesn't sell
one. If you want me to play with a wired connection, put it on the fucking console.
Yeah. Well, this is one of those things, like, this is
white hot room. There was.
That wasn't a decision for Smash Brothers. This was a Nintendo mistake not putting the LAN port on the system, and it was Smash trying to tell people
Who makes Smash?
Sakurai.
Oh, is that okay. Okay.
Right. Oh, we need video. Oh, we need video so bad because I didn't get to see what he did initially. I was so happy with that answer. Oh, he's going to stab me because you made a mistake.
Okay.
So the point is, he did say in the video
don't make it worse.
An Ethernet cable, which is really funny. Nintendo doesn't sell one. It's still a third-party peripheral that you have to buy. You don't have to. You can play it on Wi-Fi, but it's going to be a lot more stable. That's just online gaming in general, is more stable with hardwire.
And apparently Nintendo didn't decide to screw with online stuff until about 6 months ago, so.
Yeah, exactly. Nintendo's, talk about some tone-deaf mofos. Nobody cares about online
they did,
play.
They did announce an app.
Yeah, there's going to be another app.
Nintendo and their apps.
There's going to be a Smash Bros. App. God.
Who cares? Plugs.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
We'll go home.
Yeah.
Plugs, something they did not put on the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, and also, if you buy the Season Pass, in addition to the other stuff, you get a Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Mii outfit as a bonus, plus music from Xenoblade's Chronicle 2. Yeah, no.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for us. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.